do the full 5 miles.
And do it together. Caltrate helps women keep moving because women move the world.
Hello there. Do you recognize my voice? That's right. I'm a professional announcer. My voice has power. I get paid to talk, and I can talk about anything to anybody. Except when it comes to talking to my parents about their care as they get older. Whatever I try, I can't seem to talk about the aging issue.
No matter who you are, it's not easy talking about aging. For help getting started, go to voa.org/talk. A message from Volunteers of America.
4:03 in the KSL 24-hour newsroom. I'm Peter Seymour. KSL's top local story this hour. A second day of searching for a missing West Valley woman wrapped up in the middle of the day today near Ely, Nevada. Officers documented and photographed several mine shafts today. And Sergeant Mike Powell was asking why the media was there, and he said he basically had them to invited basically so they can take a look for themselves to that area. Detective from West Valley and deputies from the White Pines County Sheriff's Office and the Bureau of Land Management were all involved in today's search. And while that search has been happening in Nevada, Susan Powell's family remembers had a run-in today at an event in Washington State. Sounds like there was a confrontation between Susan's father and her father-in-law at a Honk for Susan event in Puyallup. And Susan's husband, Josh, moved back there with their two children about a month after she disappeared from West Valley City. An 8-year-old boy from West Valley, lots of West Valley in the news right now, thought he would make himself at someone else's home, so he climbed down a chimney to get inside. All he wanted was a glass of water, but he got stuck inside for 6 hours on Friday night. Firefighters had to cut the chimney and part of the wall to get him out, and he was fine. He had just made a new female friend, and that was her grandparents' house. Coming up on KSL News Radio, we have hotter days ahead. We'll check your Live 5 forecast next. KSL News Time 4:05.
Emergency traffic even earlier. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Now starting at 3 on KSL News Radio, Utah's FM traffic station.
Team up with Rockford Fosgate and Sound Warehouse to raise $20,000 for Warriors Against Cancer in kids and young adults with the help of the Salt Lake Bees on Sunday, August 28th at Spring Mobile Ballpark. Each player from both teams will go to bat in hopes of hitting the mobile Rockford Fosgate Sound Lab. It's a very large demo vehicle. It's going to be parked outside the right center field fence. The first pitch will be thrown at 6:05. One hit worth $20,000. Have a slugging good time at the ballpark and make a dent in cancer research and support for kids.
Side. Eating the mango diet now, the summer's newest weight loss craze.
I'm sticking with the corn dog diet.
All right.
7 till 10 on KSL News Radio, Utah's FM talk station.
Traffic and weather together right now. Sorry about that. We've got some lane closures tonight that we need to tell you about. Looks like on westbound I-80 is closed for the evening as they basically put a bridge out there. And the traffic will be down to one lane starting tonight at 10 and going all the way through tomorrow at noon. And that'll be hampering your drive, so make plans for that as you make your overnight drive. And if you like hot weather, you got more of it coming up next week. We'll expect a high on Thursday of about 98 degrees, and we have partly cloudy skies tonight and highs in the mid-90s through Tuesday. Right now, we got a temperature of 91 degrees at 4:07. You get the top stories and all the and top stories every 30 minutes, and breaking news the second it happens. I'm Peter Seymour, KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM at 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
The browser.
I got a call from somebody saying, you're blowing up. You're viral.
Connecting now to The Browser. Brought to you by KSL.com and KSL News Radio.
The biggest stories breaking online.
Reaction and social media. Blogs, news feeds, and video. Watching the web for you.
They have meat thermometers now that will interface with your iPhone.
I know, and alert you when
yes.
it's the temperature.
The Browser with Jay McFarland and Amy Iverson on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Well, believe it or not, there are actually people I was surprised to find out who have not taken advantage of the incredibly low interest rates for refinancing their homes.
Well, the couple people we asked here in the office said that their mortgages were both a little weird and they just couldn't
refinance. Yeah, and I understand that. FHA restrictions, those types of things. I also understand that Sometimes the math doesn't add up. There are costs to refinance if you're not getting enough of a difference in percentage points. I get that as well, but we're understanding that people aren't doing it because they don't feel that we're at the bottom yet.
But you
they
really
can
think
still
that,
eke out
that everyone who possibly could has refinanced.
No, I would assume that they would take advantage of that opportunity if they haven't. And if you haven't, I would like to know why at 57500. I've mentioned some of the reasons why I would assume you haven't, and that's because once you did the math and you've already got a fairly low rate and
laziness.
You add up all, it could be laziness.
It takes a lot of work to
figure it all out.
Yeah,
it is a pain. I think that there's also a perception that since the banking crisis, it's impossible, which is not true. It is painful. And when I mean painful, I cannot accentuate that enough. It is painful to refi. It is painful to get a loan right now for a home.
Yeah, so a lot of people may not have the credit rating to be able to do it.
And again, that all makes sense. So my question is, for those of you that could do it, you could probably save some money, but you haven't done it. Are you waiting for the bottom? Do you think rates are going to go lower?
I was saying, you'll hear commercials that say rates will never be lower, and then they go lower.
Mm-hmm.
And then they say rates will never be lower, and they go lower. So look up, I don't even know what rates are today, but a lot of people are jumping on this bandwagon, and mortgage applications shot up 22% last week. So people are either refinancing or buying right now. And one expert said in a few years, these low rates are going to be a memory that we talk about at parties, kind of like how our parents talk about their low rates when they bought their homes. And they're saying that these are levels that you need to lock in and do not wait. Part of the problem is people are thinking maybe they'll go lower. Maybe they'll go lower. The experts are saying don't wait.
Do you remember a time when rates were 15%?
No.
You don't?
No.
Yes. Yeah. And if you could get a 10% mortgage rate, you were living large. These rates right now are unbelievable.
Well, this says that the average rate right now on a 30-year fixed is just below 4.5%, the lowest levels of this year. And so they're saying don't, you know, because the Fed just came in and said they're going to keep interest rates low. But they're saying don't bank on that. Experts are saying don't bank on that. They could go up.
Yeah, I'm seeing here you can get a 30-year fix from 3.75 up to 4.347, depending on your credit rating.
Well, this may be part of the reason people think they might go down. Mortgage rates tend to mirror long-term treasury rates, and they've been going down. They, late Wednesday, let's see, last week, they were down to about 2%. But again, these experts are saying, do not wait.
Yeah, and that's really, those are the people we're talking to. I have a couple of texts here. Somebody saying it could be lack of equity. I understand all of those things. You might be underwater. Another person cites health reasons. Mm-hmm. And so their credit got in trouble. That all makes sense. We're talking about those people that are waiting.
Mm-hmm.
What do you hope to expect? How much do you think you can save if you can wait? And maybe the rate will go down just a little bit more. And how much money are you losing in the meantime?
Now, this is interesting. This texter says that their home appraised for, what number is that? $50,000 less than what they owe.
Yes.
And because nothing had sold in their neighborhoods for months, it was impossible to get any comps, any comparisons.
Yeah.
I guess that could be part of the problem.
Well, we had that problem in Dallas. We had, just before I moved here, the whole year before I moved, there were four houses for sale in the market. They didn't sell, they didn't sell, they didn't sell. And then finally, I guess the people said, we have to sell, and they sold for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So and we got our house at a great deal. When we bought our house, we got it for so cheap because the builder needed to get out. And he made us a deal, and we thought, bam, instant equity. This is going to be great. When we went to look at the comps, we were $75,000 over what the house would appraise for.
Oy. Okay, well,
yeah,
if you are going
to take refinancing that
advantage of it, let me just give you a few tips. Number one, shop around. They said, make sure you check with credit unions to see if you can apply there before just going to a bank. They said you want to apply to a couple of different lenders on the same day. You have to make sure it's the same day so you get the same rate. One guy said he got the cheapest rate online and then asked his current lender, can you match this? Can you give me this rate and this much closing cost? They couldn't. And he said, all right, goodbye. They said, do your research on the cost. Here's the rule of thumb that a homeowner should refinance if you can save a whole percentage point. You said that this morning.
Mm-hmm.
If you can save a whole percentage point, that's fine. And then also that you should, your mortgage payment should equal your closing costs within 12 to 18 months. So that's a rule of thumb. And finally, that credit score. You have to make sure your credit score is good. They said right now you need a FICO score of at least 760 to refinance right now. Is that high?
What did you say? 760?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
So maybe that's the main reason.
Wow. This texter says, my parents were excited to get 12%. And he got 4.75% 1 year ago.
Wow.
That is huge.
We refinanced 4 months after we bought our house and saved a bunch. So, but I'm just saying, don't wait any longer.
Yeah,
you're waiting, don't.
Save the money now. If you're waiting just because you think you can get a better rate, I would not. Now, it's interesting how the recession has affected all of our thinking. And, you know, the economic downturn has not been all bad. There have been some good side effects. Unfortunately, it's those very same side effects that might be causing the problem. For example, when the recession hit, all of a sudden we stopped financing stuff. We stopped spending. We stopped putting stuff on our credit cards. And we said, you know, we might want to have a little bit of a nest egg. We might want to think about our future.
We might want to pay off our credit cards.
Yeah, but it's that very same attitude in a service economy that keeps throwing off our economy.
I know.
Because we actually, what we need, if you're listening to this program, what we really need to do to turn the country around is we need you to buy more than you can afford, finance more than you can pay back, so that businesses can make some money. So if you could all go out and do that quick, we'll be all right. Everybody,
you know,
right
we're
now.
We're so messed up. When I heard that
Everybody.
Story this morning that people were paying off their credit cards, I got a little pride in my heart because I
yes.
thought, good for people paying off your credit cards, but it's part of the problem with our economy.
Yeah, so go out and max them out for the rest of us. But here's what's happening is people are paying off their credit cards faster, and according to TransUnion, the credit bureau, they're seeing so many fewer late payments.
Yeah.
In general, people are paying attention to those credit cards like crazy. So the recession has changed our spending habits dramatically. I think in the long term, if we continue down this road for our benefit, the problem is typically when the economy turns around, we're going to go back to our old ways and stop saving and start spending again.
All right. Well, coming up on the browser, we're going to talk some car talk, including some fraudulent car safety inspections going on right here locally. And could we ever develop a suburb where you don't need a car? Maybe.
Not here. I don't think so. And just a heads up, I'm filling in for Doug Wright tomorrow. So looking forward to that. Please tune in starting at 9 o'clock.
Mom, you don't know anything about me anymore.
Honey, I know you're good at math. You don't like English. I know Ryan smiled at you yesterday at school. I know your favorite color is purple. And I know you don't like mushrooms. And who can blame you? I mean, mushrooms are a fungus, and people generally try to avoid funguses. Or is it fungi? I'm never quite sure. But, you know, either way, I mean, penicillin is good.
Penicillin is a mold.
Huh. Well, I guess you're right. So you like penicillin, but not mushrooms.
No matter what you talk about, love is what they'll hear.
Mom, if we talk, will you be quiet?
Love to.
A thought from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Visit us at mormon.org.
Hey, it's me, the regular dad. I ask guys like you a few questions, a kind of parenting test. So here goes. What is this sound? Yeah, that's a tough one, isn't it? That's the sound a young teenager makes when he's done something he regrets. Maybe he got caught up in peer pressure, tried a few drinks at a party, and the next morning, well, he makes this sound. Kind of a sad sound, isn't it? Hear the embarrassment, the reluctance, the pulling away? If you recognize it, then you know exactly what to do. Listen. It might take a long time, a drive together, or a walk that turns into a talk, and that turns into an arm around his shoulder that means you understand. That's when you can really talk, when he knows you understand. Then the both of you can figure out how not to make the same mistake again. I know, it's tough. Keep at it. You're doing great.
This message brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
This message is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in partnership with KSL News Radio, a Bonneville station, together making a difference in Salt Lake City.
Make the connection with Utah growers at the second annual South Jordan Farmers Market on now through October 31st. Stroll through an open-air market from 8 to 2 and experience this season's freshest fruits and vegetables grown by local Utah farmers. Once you taste fresh produce, you truly appreciate the difference, like juicy vine-ripened tomatoes, freshly picked corn, deliciously crisp apples, sweet peaches, melons, and so much more. Have you ever tasted pure, sweet, creamy honey? Or what about delicious pastry items made from locally harvested wheat and flour? Or how about making your own jams, jellies, salsa, or pickles? Get the tastiest, freshest ingredients and wow your family and friends. You'll find it all at the second annual South Jordan's Farmers Market on now through October 31st. Bring your bags and wagons, load up the family, and experience the season's freshest produce ever, all from local growers at the South Jordan Farmers Market, located at 10610 South Redwood Road. Or click on southjordanfarmersmarket.com for vendor information and market hours.
At other laser eye centers, you may feel like just another number, but at the Cataract and LASIK Center of Utah, the only number you'll ever feel like is number one. Discover the unique difference of eye LASIK, the only all-laser procedure customized to meet your eye's specific needs. Act now and we'll give you up to $1,000 off your eye LASIK procedure and two movie tickets just for coming in for a free consultation. Call 1-888-600-6767 or visit numberonepatient.com. The Cataract and LASIK Center of Utah, focused on you.
And chat with Jay and Amy. Friend the browser at Facebook. We'll talk about it on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Thanks for joining us on the browser today. Our KSL relationship expert, Matt Townsend, is in the house.
What's up?
What's up, kiddos?
There's the energy.
It's
yeah.
A crazy day.
Bring it.
This is crazy.
It's a very odd case, and of course, we'll be keeping you up to date on that. But, you know, I came across the story this week, and I thought this is perfect for Matt.
Excellent.
And it's talking about, we talk a lot of times, and Jay has an issue with this, as a lot of parents do, Disney movies and what they teach our kids.
Yes.
Okay? But so often, we focus on girls and the princesses and what that teaches our daughters. I'm always quick to point out to my daughter how kind Snow White is, or you know, how the animals love her because she's so kind. Kind of leave out the pretty part.
Right.
But what are they teaching our sons? And that's what this story was about. And she said, this author was saying she's worried it's teaching them a few things that aren't good. Number one, the pretty thing. Pretty's all that matters.
Everything's about pretty.
But I like this one that she says, in almost every story, boys have to rescue the girls.
Well, for sure.
Isn't that, that's reality.
That's, I mean, how many times have I rescued my wife?
But not even showing that the girl was weak, but she said, is that about, it's a lot of pressure on my son to think he has to go rescue girls all the time.
I stress about it at night.
Do you?
Yeah.
That's why you
have to rescue tomorrow.
Is that why you slur your speech?
Yeah.
You know, it's that, honestly, that's a big deal. That, think of that. That's very old school, right? That the women need rescuing. However, I don't know that it hurts the guy. I mean, I don't know a lot of guys that are so overly stressed about rescuing wives anymore. I think they're actually more stressed about, can they just survive? Can they get a job? Can they make enough money? So I don't know if I worry about that. I would worry more. I guess I would worry. Guys need to have something. We're kind of losing everything. We need to have something that can be our identity.
Are we still have a man cave?
Are we the protector anymore? Are we a provider anymore?
No.
Are we? So you know what? I'm not sure. I wouldn't worry about it from the guy's point. I think it might be a little demeaning that women need to be rescued. And tell me though, there's worse stuff. I mean, Aladdin teaches our boys to steal.
Right.
Right. And every stepmother is evil.
Evil.
So those might be things, honestly, I might worry more about than the guy having to rescue.
I feel like
his
he has to rescue. The other thing she brought up that I know, again, we talk about a lot with girls and if they're pretty and their self image,
yeah,
but she said the guys in all these movies are these big buff.
Yeah.
Like she said, they look like they're always working out, and her son is kind of skinny.
No.
Like my son's that
that's
way
right.
too. And so for his self image, can he ever be that hero character if he's not?
If
muscly.
He's not muscly, or if he can't fly a
or not tall,
yeah.
or you know these characteristics.
Well, and
although Aladdin was not buff,
no,
he's kind of a scrawny little dude.
But he was a thief.
But he was a scrapper.
Yes, scrapper.
Yeah.
And he wasn't the prince. Remember,
right?
But see, again, it's Disney.
Right.
Where are the parents that are talking to these children?
Make sure
the
you
rest
talk to
time?
Your kids.
Yeah.
That's the problem. When you have a child that's raised by media, they're going to get a lot of images that are completely screwed up.
Like Larry King. What if Larry King raised your kids? You with me?
Oh. He's
with
raised
me,
a few.
Yeah. So, I mean, back to that idea, if a parent's there and involved and explaining things and helping them grow, then you're fine. Take
context,
the parent out.
Right.
You've got a big time issue.
That's right. I mean, it's still Disney, for crying out loud, right? It's
what
not
does that
real.
Mean? It's still
not
Disney.
Real.
Yeah, they need to know it's not real.
It's make believe.
Well, and then you add to this this kind of thing that's going around in our society now. Speaking of parents and the role of the parents, that we need to limit commercial advertising to children,
right?
For their own health.
Sure,
you can't have cartoon characters on a box of cereal.
Right.
Because that means the kid's going to eat it. You can't have a toy and a Happy Meal because that means the kid's going to eat it.
Yeah.
And it's somewhere in the equation we've lost the reality that somewhere there's a parent making this purchase.
Right. Hello.
Right?
That's right.
Now, because of that, there's a couple of medical organizations that are doing these huge studies about the nag factor. How do children convince their parents to buy unhealthy food?
Sure.
And they've identified three types of nagging: juvenile nagging, nagging to test boundaries, and manipulative nagging.
Ooh. I think I've seen all three.
Of course. Who hasn't? Well, what parent hasn't seen them?
And whatever they are, the reality is kids have everything to win by nagging you. They know you're weak.
Mm-hmm.
They know you can't handle more of this.
Well, kids have nothing to win because they go straight to timeout when we get home
really?
If they nag, if they ask for things.
Do
at
they
the
get
store.
To watch Disney when they're in timeout?
We don't have the Disney Channel, but.
See?
No. Your timeout is in the corner.
Well, listen to this. They asked parents what their tactics are. What do you use when you're getting nagged? And here's what they said. Yelling, ignoring, distracting.
Yeah, hey, there's something shiny.
squirrel! Staying calm and consistent. Avoiding the commercial environment.
Right.
Negotiating and setting rules. That's an interesting idea.
Yeah.
Allowing alternative items. Explaining the reasoning behind the choices. Or limiting commercial exposure.
Yeah.
Varied ideas there.
Limiting commercial exposure is tough, I think.
And I don't think it's a proper solution because then what happens when suddenly they're exposed
That's
to
right.
it?
We've got to educate.
My
right.
kids were that way when we came back to the States after watching Armed Forces Network, where they don't allow commercials.
Oh, excellent.
And we came back to commercials and they're like, oh, what?
I want that. I want that. I want that.
Mom, I think I have gingivitis.
You do?
What's that, son? But isn't that, I mean, it really, think about this. I think we're worrying about the wrong things. I mean, I think we're raising our kids, great, they nag, it's kind of universal, it's been historic, it's all about relating still. Parents have to talk to your kids. We have to educate our kids.
Yeah.
Well, now, I think we're increasing the technology use, right? I might worry less about commercials and more about technology use. I mean, I might worry more about their cell phone, their gadgets. We can't even call a family meeting without texting somebody to get to the meeting because they're all so involved. So You go on some of these research sites, you will find 1,000 studies, and it's about the time you spend. It's about the actual conversations you have at dinner. I mean, just having conversations at dinner now, they're finding decreased eating disorders and having healthy. So there's a million things we need to be doing as parents. I wouldn't get so obsessed with the one that I'm overlooking just the day to day. Let's be parents.
Well, and again, like you, why are we afraid to say no?
Right.
Why are we afraid to say absolutely not? That's not healthy for you. Sorry. And if you pitch a fit, you never get what you want from pitching a fit.
That's right.
I told you the game I started with my kids, and that is before we get in the store, I say, okay, anytime you ask for something in the store, you owe me a dollar. So please ask.
Bring your wallet.
You to ask.
Daddy needs money.
And then it always takes the first one will ask, and I go, dollar, yeah, baby, and that's it.
And then they show up.
They're done, right?
Well, and the kids all have this saying. I never said this when I was little, but you get what you get, and you don't throw a fit.
Yeah.
Really?
Which I love.
Where did they learn that?
I don't know, but kids are just saying it all over the place.
Yeah, we have a house rule. Never, ever, ever can you give a kid what they want as a result of a tantrum.
No.
Ever.
Okay, so now watch, though. Those are people that are ahead of the game. Those are people that are literally trying to keep their kid. I mean, they're anticipating this. They're preparing. They're proactive parents.
Yeah. Yeah.
Most of
what's coming up, Matt?
Well, we have a bunch of stuff. But this Thursday, Smart Life for Women. If you are a lady and you'd like some more keys on that, this month we're talking about happiness. How to find happiness, and if you can't find it, how to create it through Disney movies. Tons of
There's
fun
an
every
idea.
Thursday. Check it out at matttownsend.com.
All right, KSL's relationship expert, Matt Townsend. Appreciate him being here. We'll be back on The Browser.
You, my friend, have connections in the government. Yes, you. USA.gov, the official source for government information on thousands of topics. And like any good connection, there's no telling where it can take you. Why, one day you're getting student loan information. Next thing you know, you need job hunting tips. Today's road construction info could have you searching for telecommuting ideas tomorrow. The more you use USA.gov, the more uses you'll find for it. Passport applications, for example. They've been known to lead to a sudden interest in travel advisories. Our new mobile apps will even update you on the go. So whether you have information to get or ideas to give your government, check out USA.gov. Who knows? Lottery results today could lead to retirement planning tomorrow. USA.gov. With the right connections, there's no telling where you can go.
.30 in the KSL 24-hour newsroom. I'm Peter Seymour. KSL's top local story this hour. A Take Back Utah rally was held today at the state capitol. Organizer Glenn Olson says they wanted to let elected officials know they're fed up.
We have a huge problem in the state of Utah, and we have a huge problem in the West. The problem being that the government and the government entities that control the majority of Utah.
Olson says it's not just cyclists and TV and ATV riders that want access to public lands. It's also schools, oil and gas companies, and farmers. Officials wrapped up their second day of searching for Susan Powell by documenting and photographing several mine shafts in Nevada. Today, they were about 30 miles south of Ely. They also went to an abandoned warehouse filled with samples from drilling, which they'll take for more analysis. Thousands of striking Verizon workers will return to work next week, but their contract dispute is not over. Verizon spokesman Rich Young says the workers agreed to return while they negotiate.
On Monday night, 45,000 striking Verizon employees will be returning to work.
They've been on strike for nearly 3 weeks. Coming up on KSL News Radio, if you like hot weather, next week will be your week. We'll check your Live 5 forecast next. KSL News Time, 4:31.
Each and every week during the school year, KSL and Zions Bank honor teachers for going the extra mile. The letters we receive tell us great stories about how teachers in Utah are making a difference in the lives of our children. We select a teacher each week and tell you about them on the air. Do you have a teacher in mind you can tell us about? A teacher who has influenced you or one of your children? Maybe a teacher you've worked with? KSL and Zions Bank would like to know. You can tell us about a great teacher by going to our website, ksl.com, and clicking the radio page. You can submit a letter right online. It's really quick and easy. A panel made up from KSL, Zions Bank, and the State Office of Education judge the hundreds of letters we receive to select the weekly winners. Teachers have a huge impact on the lives of our kids and the community. Enter your teacher's name right now. Just go to our website, ksl.com, and click on the radio page. Join us in recognizing teachers all year with the KSL Zions Bank Teacher Feature Program.
If you're a parent, listen closely to the voices of meningitis.
On Tuesday, Becky was sick. On Wednesday, she was gone.
I was there for my son's first breath and his last.
The infection spread so fast.
David got it when he was 13.
Terry was only 5.
Tyler lost fingers.
My kidneys.
Both feet.
It moved so fast.
Both of my legs.
Almost his life.
I thought it was a virus.
What happened? 10 toes are now none.
In just a single day, she was gone.
My son did not have to die.
The role of a parent is to protect.
Parents need to know.
Preteens and teens are at greater risk. Talk to your child's health care provider.
We are the voices of meningitis.
Join school nurses and families nationwide by adding your voice. Meningococcal meningitis may be rare, but it's often devastating. You can help prevent it. Get preteens and teens vaccinated. The National Association of School Nurses urges you to talk to your child's school nurse or health care provider. And visit voicesofmeningitis.org.
Each and every week during the school year, KSL and Zions Bank honor teachers for going the extra mile. The letters we receive tell us great stories about how teachers in Utah are making a difference in the lives of our children. We select a teacher each week and tell you about them on the air. Do you have a teacher in mind you can tell us about? A teacher who has influenced you or one of your children? Maybe a teacher you've worked with? KSL and Zions Bank would like to know. You can tell us about a great teacher by going to our website, ksl.com, and clicking the radio page. You can submit a letter right online. It's really quick and easy. A panel made up from KSL, Zions Bank, and the State Office of Education judge the hundreds of letters we receive to select the weekly winners. Teachers have a huge impact on the lives of our kids and the community. Enter your teacher's name right now. Just go to our website, ksl.com, and click on the radio page. Join us in recognizing teachers all year with the KSL Zions Bank Teacher Feature Program.
If it was touchscreen display
on your windshield, while you're driving.
Yes.
1 to 3 on KSL News Radio, Utah's FM talk station.
Traffic and weather together right now. We've got a crash on westbound I-80's on-ramp to northbound I-215. Looks like a tractor-trailer's involved there. Lanes are closed right now, and the UHP is on scene for that. Also, beware of some closures tonight. Westbound I-80 at Summit Park will close for a bridge move starting at 10 p.m. That'll last through tomorrow at noon. And Redwood Road at 5400 South is down to one lane in all directions until Sunday. Traffic signals will not be operational Sunday from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., so be careful for all of that. Today's partly cloudy skies will burn away and leave us with a heat wave this week. Highs in the mid-90s through Tuesday, but upper 90s through Thursday. Taste the difference. The freshest fruits and veggies grown by Utah farmers at Farm Bureau's Farmers Markets. Friday and Saturday, 9 to 2 in Murray. Saturdays, 8 to 2 in South Jordan through October 29th. And from cleanup to restoration, call Utah Disaster Cleanup. Right now, it's 92 degrees at 436. You get the top stories every 30 minutes. Breaking news the second it happens. I'm Peter Seymour, KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
This is The Browser.
I'm learning slowly that there is a Twitter etiquette.
Connecting now to The Browser. Brought to you by KSL.com and KSL News Radio. The biggest stories breaking online. Reaction in social media. Blogs, news feeds, and video. Watching the web for you.
They're caffeinated leggings.
This is not a good trend.
The Browser with Jay McFarland and Amy Iverson on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Thank you so much for joining us today. We're going to continue to bring you updates on the Susan Powell investigation. We're also watching the stock market. The Dow is currently down 159. We actually were up. We were up for about 12 points for about 12 minutes, I think. And now we're back down. So we'll continue to bring you those stories as well. But this segment, we want to bring you a couple of breakthroughs, some scientific things. I showed this picture to Amy earlier this morning, and her response was, ew, that's gross. All right, the picture's not very good, but the technology is way cool. That's how I'm describing it.
Someone's finger.
No. It's like a pig. Like little baby pig that okay. they're testing this out on. If you are somebody that has to monitor your blood sugar levels on a regular basis.
I know a lot of people.
Yes.
Pain.
Yes. And it's constant. And you always have to be worried about it. Well, I'm sure that you have been hopeful for some breakthroughs where you wouldn't have to do that all the time. And they're coming. We've talked about a couple. I talked about there's a tattoo out.
Mm-hmm.
There's also it's like an RFID chip they can put in your skin, and you just wave a sensor over it. But
those are
nice, but they're not cool. This one is cool tech. And here's the way this works. It's like an RFID chip. It's a sensor. We'll call it a skin implant that gets injected under your skin. It monitors your blood sugar. And when your levels change or get out of whack, this bad boy glows.
It glows the glucose glow stick.
Yeah, it glows a bright blue, and you can see it under your skin.
I would rather have the RFID chip.
Why, you don't want people to know?
They're like, you're glowing.
And they say, what's that? And you go, oh, I can't really talk about that.
Does anybody have some hard candy?
I can't really, that's not something I'm free to divulge. So
man,
it's pretty
when
cool,
these start
though.
Getting implanted, the conspiracy theories are going to fly. Right?
Well, if you do ever get this, you need to come up with a good story for when you are glowing. I don't know, man. I was just asleep, and I woke up one morning, and I felt like I'd been on a spaceship or something. I don't really know. Anyway, that technology in the testing phase right now, hopefully...
So this picture, I'm sorry, it looks like a finger with nodules growing out of
yes,
it, but is
no.
this like the ear of
That's
the pig?
That's the ear of okay. the pig, yeah. And they've tried it out in mice, and it works for up to 140 days.
Okay, this kind of makes me sad, because that's going to be like a teeny tiny pig embryo.
Don't,
look at the thumb next to it.
He's helping mankind. He's happy to do it.
I understand.
It's a volunteer service.
The artificial heart lab here in Salt Lake, and they would do heart surgeries on little calves. So cute. And little sheep, not as cute, but still. It made me sad, but I knew it had to be done. Who do you want them to do the test on? You? No.
Well, I could think of some people.
All those people we were going to block with the TV thing
yeah,
yesterday?
Yeah, I can. Yeah. They might not feel very happy about it, but, you know.
Remember, I think it was maybe 3 weeks ago, we talked about the orange goo in Alaska?
Yes.
And
it was on the rooftops.
Everywhere.
And everywhere.
In rain pipes.
I thought it was oobleck, orange oobleck.
What's that?
From Dr. Seuss?
Oh.
You gotta go back and get the book.
There's so many. I've read so many.
Bartholomew Cubbins and the Oobleck. It's exactly what happened in Alaska. It fell from the sky.
Okay, yes.
It's about the king who's tired of the rain and the snow and
I
wanted
recall.
Something different.
Now, so initially they thought maybe it was some radioactive material. People were a little concerned because it
maybe
was everywhere.
From Japan.
It was in pails people put out to collect rainwater.
It's just orange goo.
Then, remember what they said it was? Eggs, some sort
right?
of embryonic, I don't know, some sort of eggs. They said, don't worry about it. It's definitely biological in nature. They felt it was some sort of egg. It wasn't.
Not egg.
Now they are saying that it is fungal spores.
Ew.
Not millions of eggs.
Where'd
they
first come from?
Thought. It's a type of fungi that creates rust, which explains the orange color. It was August 3rd when it showed up in this little town. Now, it went away. It just kind of dissipated. So
I think it's aliens.
People didn't quite know what to think because there were some little dead minnows found floating in the lagoon where they found this substance. And now the authorities are saying the toxicity is beyond our area of expertise. But I would definitely filter the spores out of your water sources. Thank you.
So truly, we don't. It doesn't
don't
sound
really
like we know what this is.
No, and
I
so
think
that's what's a little scary.
It's the first wave of an alien invasion.
You're on an alien kick today, a little bit.
That's true.
It's
that has
true.
Kind of been a.
So one woman said, who's to say it didn't settle at the bottom of the lagoon? We don't know where it all went. And the councilwoman there
How
says...
How did it get there? Where did it come from?
No one can explain it. And the councilwoman there says, the fact that they have not completely ID'd this thing, leaves a lot of questions in my mind, and I am not comfortable. Can you imagine if you lived in that little town in Alaska? No one can explain it. There's a lot of unexplained things going on. A lot of unexplained things. Okay.
That's very creepy.
So I have a funny... You had the story, was it yesterday or the day before, about the guy who shot himself while driving?
Yeah. He had a firearm under his seat, and it slipped out from under the seat. He went down to grab it. I guess the safety was not on. The thing was loaded. He grabbed it by the trigger and shot himself in the legs twice. Okay. Life flighted out of
laugh.
There.
Okay.
Well, you should laugh because he had marijuana in the car, fake IDs, and other drug paraphernalia. It's okay to laugh.
So in Oregon, there was another shooting. A man called in reporting a shooting in his car. I thought this might be the same story that you had, but no. This was something different. So when the police got there, it turned out to be something very different. The man had blood on him, and he said, well, actually, okay, I didn't get shot. He was the passenger in a car. The driver of the car offered to give this guy a ride home. He was driving in a Jeep Cherokee, and the passenger decided to try to steal some money out of the console. And when the driver tried to stop him, the passenger pushed on that extra gas pedal he just happened to have because it was a former mail truck. They never fully converted it. They put the gas on the right side, but never disabled the gas on the other side.
On the other side, because you never know when you need a spare gas pedal.
So the passenger slams on the gas, too, and they almost crash, and he got hurt in the crash. He was struck by some unknown object in the car. So, no, it was no sort of shooting. It was the old extra gas pedal that caused all the problems. He was drunk, too, but...
A couple of texts. Just because it's unexplained, Jay, doesn't mean it's alien. There's tons of things on Earth we haven't found yet. Yeah, but that doesn't mean it's not alien either.
Matt wants to get the sensors implanted all over so his whole body glows.
And then another texter says, if the sensor glows blue, that means orcs are near. Lord of the Rings reference. Another texter says, most handguns don't have a safety.
Ah, I didn't know that.
Me either. Don't have a lot of handguns. So there you go. Coming up on the browser mashup. We played a song for you a couple days ago, guy on a New Jersey bus singing. Then that song got auto-tuned. Now he's been spotted on another bus giving yet another stellar performance. We'll play that for you coming up.
He's my new favorite singer.
I think he's got a future. Somebody's going to pick this guy up, sign him to a record deal.
We all plan our daily schedules, our grocery lists, our vacations. Some of us just plan bigger than others.
Make no little plans. They have no magic to stir men's blood.
These are the words of Daniel Burnham, legendary urban planner, and he practiced what he preached by crafting the first comprehensive plan for the controlled growth of an American city, the Plan of Chicago. His vision at the turn of the last century defined the city's lakefront parks, its beaches and harbors, and the magnificent mile that people enjoy today.
Make big plans. Aim high and hope and work.
Today, community planning is a trusted discipline, one that changes how people live in big ways and small. And planners have proven approaches that make neighborhoods great and keep them great for the future. You can learn more at planning.org. That's planning.org. Great communities are no accident. They're planned to be great. A message from this station and the American Planning Association.
Why be ordinary? Be extraordinary and donate blood. The American Red Cross needs you to donate blood now more than ever. All types are needed. To find a blood drive near you or to make an appointment, go to redcrossblood.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. That's redcrossblood.org or 1-800-RED-CROSS. Make a difference today by being extraordinary and schedule your blood donation.
If I could have a heart-to-heart with my dad.
If I could have a heart-to-heart with my mom.
If I had a heart-to-heart with my dad,
I'd probably talk about sports.
I'd probably talk to her about boys and dating.
I guess I would probably talk about where she wanted to be when she was my age.
I really think that I would ask him about
his choices through school and how they affected his life later on.
If I could have a heart-to-heart with my mom,
I'd probably talk about girls.
We'd probably talk about girls.
Anything. Boys, dating, school, work, clothes.
I guess I'd ask my mom who she went to for advice.
Just like what's coming up and what I'm planning on doing with my life.
You'd be amazed at what they'll talk about if you give them the chance.
If I had a heart-to-heart with my dad...
If it were real heart-to-heart, I'd tell my parents what I'm going through.
I'd probably talk to them about growing up.
I'd probably tell my dad that I wish we'd do more stuff together.
I don't think it has to be a heart-to-heart. I just want to talk.
Give your family everything. Give them your time. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
In the last decade, more than 400,000 people died on America's roadways. That's one person every 13 minutes. Since 1969, the American Traffic Safety Services Association has worked to make all roadways safer by providing safety devices, including bright signs and pavement markings, guardrails, and crash cushions. Most American roadways were built in the 1950s, so much more needs to be done to reach the ultimate goal of zero deaths. Safer roads save lives. Learn more at ATSSA.com, a public service from the American Traffic Safety Services Association.
An expert on a browser topic, or if it actually happened to you, text us at 57500 to reach KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Thanks for joining us on the browser today. It is time for the browser mashup, where we just kind of throw out random stories at you that have nothing to do with one another.
Yeah, we had a texter yesterday saying, what's the mashup?
I don't get it.
Mash is just stuff mashed together. it's an internet word, mash.
So one of our coworkers here, Maria Chaleos, likes salad, and she's decided to take upon herself to grow her own salad.
Here at work. She
on
grows
her desk.
It.
Yes. Do you know what it's called?
No.
She has a contraption that has light and then plants growing
and
underneath.
It's like these little pods.
And it waters is beautiful.
From, yeah.
And she has some sort of lettuce and basil. Lots of basil that mm-hmm. smells fabulous. I did not realize she could possibly be growing an assault weapon.
Really? I thought she was growing an illegal substance at first.
You were
but
hoping.
It was just lettuce.
In Florida, a woman charged with domestic battery this week. This is what happened. She and her husband were deciding what to cook for dinner. Could not agree. They couldn't agree on what type of meat should be cooked with this recipe. And so she picked up her basil and hucked it at him, leaving dirt on his shoulder because she claims she just threw it at the ground. And that was it. Basil.
Assault with deadly basil.
Assault with really? The deadly herb. Domestic battery charge for that. Really?
That is great. I wanted to replay part of the most important parts of the Susan Powell press conference today. Can we do that?
Yeah.
Just this is what I think most people
some
got
some parts
out of
really
it.
Stuck out.
Yeah, and so we grabbed the finer points.
If I could go ahead and just take a few more moments, I'm going to go ahead and make my way to an area where I can change into something that I'm going to be able to utilize a little bit more successfully out in the field. I'm going to try not to take this uniform out there. It'll be a little bit tough for me. So with that being said, at this point, I am going to dismiss myself over to another location where I can change. I will be back here in probably tan pants and a blue shirt you can identify me on. I'm not going to change my facial appearance.
Well, thank goodness for that.
That is the worst possible cop speak I've ever heard. I'm going to dismiss myself to another location. Not like I'm going to run over here and change my clothes.
Hey, I'm going to go change. I'll be back in a few minutes. I guess he didn't have time to change before.
He didn't right at that point, Jen Stagg looked down at her pumps and was like, oh, great.
He didn't want to change his, he didn't want to get his
uniform
cop
dirty.
Suit dirty. Yeah.
He'll be back in tan pants and a blue shirt.
But he's not changing his face. You want to, I would like to
that
play.
That was the most informative part of the whole entire
that
press
that was
conference.
The only information, and that's what everybody was texting and tweeting about. Now, I want to play this audio for you. This is the individual on the New Jersey bus. He was first discovered 2 days ago on the New Jersey bus with an old-style Walkman, headphones in his ears, just singing happily at the top of his lungs.
It is the epitome of that saying, sing as if no one was listening.
Yes, and he is singing as if the whole world is watching and enjoying. And everyone on the bus seemed to be, you know, okay with it.
They're very nonplussed.
Yeah.
It's like they don't even notice.
No, almost as if he wasn't there. So then yesterday, we played that somebody had auto-tuned it, so it sounded great. And then today, someone else finds him on a different bus. And his first song was Katy Perry, right?
Yes.
California Girls, Katy Perry, right?
Yes.
All right, his second song, he's moved on to Madonna, so maybe he likes the female...
He likes that genre.
Yeah, the female singers. I'm going to remind you, this is what the original Madonna song sounds like.
Everyone must stand alone. I hear you call my name, and it feels like home.
Okay, wait a minute. I have to interrupt it. Who is that singing?
That is Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman is on...
Hoda.
With Kathy Lee and Hoda, and she is singing.
She's gorgeous.
This thing is on the... cries in the middle of the night. It swings.
I didn't know
good.
She sang.
Wonder Woman!
I think it'd be better if she was still in the outfit, though.
Of course it would.
Who knew? She's singing, too.
I gotta be
so surprised. I don't even know what to say by that. Wow. Now, if she could maybe, somebody could shoot some firearms at her and she could get out her bracelets and deflect them or something.
Or grab her invisible lasso and grab that saxophonist.
Her lasso wasn't invisible.
Oh,
that
just
was her
plane.
Jet. Yeah. But the lasso made you tell the truth, right?
Right.
Yeah.
I'll tell you the truth.
I'm very surprised. She preempted our New Jersey
really
bus singer.
Good. And you know what? She's beautiful. She is still just very beautiful.
And it's not, she doesn't look like she's been nipped and tucked and pulled, and does she?
Mm-mm.
She doesn't have that very popular plastic surgery look. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
What is her name? Linda Carter.
Carter. What did you say?
I was thinking Hamilton.
Oh, yeah, Linda Carter.
She's
60
years.
She's
60
years
old.
I was just looking it up. She is just beautiful still.
All right. Now let's get back to somebody with real talent. Our New Jersey bus singer doing his version of Madonna, Like a Prayer. Be love. You hear people are commenting in the back.
When you call my name, it's like a little prayer down on my knee. I wanna take you there in the midnight hour. I can feel your power just like a prayer. You know I'll take you there.
So I'm sure this is going to be auto-tuned.
Monday, we'll get that for you.
I promise you, by Monday or Tuesday, it'll take the national media till then to see this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And by Monday or Tuesday, he will be on the Today Show Yeah. Or somewhere else.
He'll be on, like, Jimmy Fallon.
Somebody will grab him.
Now, Brian texted in saying Linda Carter had her own variety show way back in the day and has released several albums. Who knew?
Not me. I had no idea. He's still going, by the way.
Down to my knee, I want to take you down in the midnight.
He's still going.
He's pretty, at least you can understand the words in that one. I think he's very endearing.
He's adorable. Absolutely adorable.
Something
I
else
love it.
Endearing. Coming out. Just introduced by Nabisco, the triple double Oreo.
Oh yeah, we talked about this.
Yes, it's out.
Yes.
Two layers of the cream, one chocolate, one normal, vanilla, and then three of the cookies. This is comes from Argentina. They brought it out there in 08 called the Oreo por tres. We got it here now. 100 calories per cookie.
Oh, yes.
Join Jay and Amy from the browser at the Soldier Hollow Classic Sheepdog Championships Labor Day weekend in Utah's Heber Valley. Congratulations to this week's Ugly Mutt Contest finalists, Heather Stratton's pup, and Best Dressed Dog finalist, the Stratton family's dog, Casper. They each win a Soldier Hollow prize pack and will join us at the Classic to compete for a $1,000 grand prize. Find out how to get your dog in to win, too, at KSL.com. It's the Soldier Hollow Classic on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
When our eyes met from across the room, I knew we were meant to be together. Hi, I'm Rochelle Lefebvre, and that's why I adopted my adorable dog, Honey. Now I'm working with Best Friends Animal Society to create a day when there are no more homeless pets. Each year, millions of dogs suffer horrendous conditions in puppy mills. Their sole purpose is to make money for the people who supply puppies to pet stores across the country. Meanwhile, about 4,000 dogs are killed every day in America's shelters. You can help stop this by not adding to the demand for pet store puppies. Together, we can ensure that all of America's dogs have a family of their own. When searching for your next best friend, go to your local shelter and rescue a great dog like Honey. Do what I did. Adopt. Don't shop. Let a shelter dog steal your heart. Visit Best Friends Animal Society at puppiesaren'tproducts.com or bestfriends.org.
As a dad, you probably taught your son how to hit a baseball. But have you taught him what not to hit? Teach him early that all violence against women is wrong. For tips, visit endabuse.org, brought to you by the Family Violence Prevention Fund, the Waite Institute for Violence Prevention.